I'm not sure whether this is like an expectation about the second edition or an expectation about the first edition that got kind of ignored by the player base. But of those five sample characters, only one's a swordsman and only one's a mage,
Huh.
Yeah.
which kind of surprised me.
So they're focusing more on like political intrigue this time?
Yeah, well, one's a prince, one's a one of the Vagos, and
One's
one
a
is
fate witch.
I mean, they all have combat skills, Matt. Just only one is in a swordsman school, and only one is a sorcerer.
Wait, there's a Vagos member that isn't part of a swordsman school?
Well, they
Yeah.
don't have a swordsman school ability, at least. Like they don't like the
Isn't Va isn't Vagos the all Zoro's guy?
Yeah.
So they're.
Not everyone takes swordsman schools, you guys.
I know, but how do you be Zoro without swordsman school? How do you do your
You use a
how do you do
sword.
the yeah, but you gotta be able to do your Z thing. That's the thing I like about the because the Vagos
I
has a
mean,
special swords they're the one with the special swordsman school who their signature thing is you can inflict one flesh wound to like gain a raise, right? Because you just keep carving Z's into your opponent, basically.
even better, it's an attack that does no damage but gains you a drama die. A temporary drama die.
I mean, I'm looking at her, Athena Esquivel, and yeah, I mean, she doesn't even show using a sword. I think she's a dagger person.
Good
So,
at ambushing.
yeah, she's not based in sword, she's based in dagger.
Well, I mean, Finnegan doesn't use swords either, but it's still a sword in school.
No,
Yeah,
yeah.
Rasmussen is
She's.
also distinctly not a swordsman school, but it's still a swordsman
Yeah.
school.
Believe it
I
or
mean.
not, a lot of people make characters that are not in any way swordsmen or sorcerers.
I know Nate did in the campaign we never played, but
Blasphemy.
that's because he was using a great sword, and I don't think there's actually a swordsman school for that.
There
Is
is.
there?
Is it Aizen?
Yeah, it's an Aizen school.
I think he also spent all his XP
He
on
spent all
like
on
armor.
Draconizen.
Yeah.
My most effective character didn't have a swordsman school or sorcery.
Wasn't it your secret society person?
Yeah. He was like very effective because he didn't spend a quarter of his points on being able to do three things that no one else can do.
Shush. To be fair, though, she does have El Vago Vagabond on her background, so I mean, kinda.
Got 3 points in ambush.
Yeah, I mean,
She's got four in
I
finesse.
probably could have not done
Oh, that's nothing.
Rasmussen, but I
What do you
liked
mean?
the I like trick shooting because it's stupid.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I don't like about the new thing is they've combined Vendel and Vestin into one.
Oh,
Ennio's
that
got the
seems
full
weird.
five.
Because the
Well,
they were one originally, and then business happened, and I liked the division between them.
and they're not necessarily combining them into one. They're just no longer locking you to choose between playing a merchant character and having the Laerdom sorcery.
Oh,
But the
okay.
thing about the Vendel is that they don't believe in the living runes, so like they can't. They can't use the magic because they have forsaken the thing that gives you the magic.
Well then, but someone in the magic might want to go sell things. I think that's what he's getting at.
Right, and there's got to be some Vendel at least who still believe in the living runes.
I mean, that was the thing that I did with
And
Anne,
modern
but
Vestin.
the thing I did with Anne is that she honors the living runes, but she doesn't want to do it through barbarism.
To be fair, this and the Fate Witch's brother has a four, a five in panache.
Yep, and that's his attack stat.
That's because he hits with it, yeah.
Like, holy fuck.
Oh yeah, and I added another point of surgery because we might need that skill a lot more.
We won't always have to have the Mad Max to go run to.
Also, Alexei Gratian Nowak, confirmed first Polish player character in 7C.
What's not Poland gonna be like?
I don't know.
Dunno.
They call it the Sarmatian Commonwealth, and it looked pretty dour.
Okay, yeah.
Everything I've read via comments and because of where it's put, I think it has some Eastern European input as well, considering where it
Well,
is on the map.
right, I actually
I mean,
it ought to.
took notes for last
so
week.
does not Russia.
Yeah.
So I just assume it's like a
Here it
breakaway of
is.
not Russia.
The brief thing they have for the Sarmatian Commonwealth here is two nations bound by a single crown. The Commonwealth is a democratic monarchy where all people are equal, even kings.
Got it.
Huh.
It's an interesting concept.
trying to find the right Kickstarter.
Does the new stuff take place before or after the Montag Revolution, or is that just going to be an option?
They haven't even decided if the Montaigne Revolution has actually happened yet.
Castile is just starting its war with Montaigne, so the time frame should be roughly equal. Maybe a little earlier.
So are they just like totally? Is he totally rebooting the meta plot as well? Then
it appears to be more or less the same. Like
no aliens.
What?
Nope. Sir Nether Stang, and they're not necessarily aliens.
That's the way everyone else talks about them. Is there?
Okay, I'm not familiar with that part.
Okay,
of it.
So the Sir Neth, the precursor race, Wiccan intentionally made it vague what they are.
Okay.
And one of the options was they're aliens, and everyone's like, well, guess they're aliens.
Well, I think specifically mantis men.
That's the thing. There are five or six different races that are all have different morphology.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so like, one of them is mantis men.
I've never actually...
Yeah, that's the Thalusi.
I've never actually seen the... I don't remember. Is there a map in the Core 7C book?
It's different.
Yeah, because this one different. Looks a lot more like Europe.
Except that Spain is where Italy should be, and yeah. Italy is Greece.
I remember.
But we still have and France is where Spain should be, or France and Spain are the same place. But you have Avalon is more England than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to just be like three islands.
And Vestemania Avignar is in the right place.
It's actually attached to land, not like an island.
This was the old map.
I mean, yeah, it does look actually a lot similar. I guess in this change, the Crescent Empire used to just be right under Ursa, and now it's kind of off to the left.
And it's also bigger.
Commonwealth is replacing it.
Well, no, the Crescent Empire is probably a whole hell of a lot bigger now, and a lot more things are to scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now they have an equivalent of Istanbul, or Constantinople at the time.
What's it called?
It was actually probably... It was the Turkish word for Constantinople, probably, at the time.
I think it was Constantinople all the way from, like...
It was, like...
Istanbul
I think it was
is Turkish.
No, it's not. It's,
isn't it?
No, it is derived from the Greek... a Greek term for the city.
Because I know...
That's what they would call it.
Constantinople is named for Constantine, and was called Constantine for, like, over five or six centuries easily.
And it's very possible that it was called a number of different things. From the European perspective, it was called Constantinople from like 330 until 1920.
Yeah.
Iskandar.
Iskandar.
And yeah, there was a Turkish word for Constantinople, but people kept calling it the Greek word for the city. So they kind of made up portmanteau called Istanbul, and that's why it's called that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the word, like the Turk's word for it was literally just a very Turkish version of Constantinople.
Probably. Because, I mean, it was called Constantinople even when Byzantine was in power. Because they were still friends with Constantine and Rome.
But no, the Byzantines were the descendants of... The Byzantines arose from when Constantine formed his new empire in the east. And then they come up from them. And there was a whole East versus West Rome, and then West Rome kind of went to shit in what is called the Dark Ages, and the East Rome kind of remained stable, and that became the Byzantine Empire.
The Jets versus Sharks part of Istanbul's history.
Pretty much. I don't remember. I just took this class. I should be better at it with medieval stories and everything. But yeah, all I remember about what we've read for Constantinople was religious shit.
Yeah.
People whining churches and...
No, they didn't go over the one time there was, like, a revolution started by a football game, essentially.
No, it was a history class called Medieval Myths and Legends.
But that was...
And it should have been so cool, but it was really, really boring because there was a whole lot of religious stuff.
There was, like, a big, revolt that started all in, like, a chariot race where, like, two different fans of opposing teams just beat the shit out of each other and riot.
It's a little more different. It's different than that. Like, the blues and the greens were legitimate political apparatus.
But
they
were still
just
sports.
Chariot teams.
It's more fun to think of it that way, though, and be wrong.
To be fair, I'm still, like, the most interesting thing we talked about in that whole damn class, because Robin Hood's a piece of shit, King Arthur is a piece of shit, I don't give a shit, those old texts are boring as fuck. They didn't become fun until the freaking Victorian era, and that's sad.
To be fair, Constantinople has a lot more relevance to economic history than medieval literary history.
True. But no, the most interesting thing were martyrs during early Rome, when we first started the class, because we had a couple of ladies, I don't remember their names.
Oh, did you talk about how Santa Claus punched someone out at the Council of Nicaea for claiming Jesus was Hercules?
So, funny story, straight out of Compton had just been out a little bit, and he had a picture as his background on his laptop that was of actual St. Nicholas, and it said straight out of Nicaea, because we are history nerds.
Yeah.
All right. So, Matt, have you been recording?
Oh, yeah, since I got in the call.
I figured as much.
That's been Charlie history for you.
Yeah, and Susan has a history minor, but it's not of anything consistent. There were, like, 3 military history class, a medieval myths and legends, feminist history.
I just know a lot of history.
Or, as it was particularly put, the women experience of early American history.
All right. So, are you ready to start this?
I got my character sheet up. I also have my notes. My very small notes.
I apologize. The mystery has not been that deep.
Let me check my notes.
I just took notes, remembering all the shit that we were saying.
That's right. We're fucked.
You're fine.
You're fine. We paid a lot, but now you're fine.
Yeah, we just shot and killed the.
Talking about the fae that were surrounding us at the end of.
Oh well.
Yeah, but
know,
I mean,
we just
whatever.
Have to go to bed.
Listen, we're in Shadowmoor now. We have to wait for...
We also have to sit... We're also waiting in this town for 2 weeks while our ship gets built up by Wells and Sons.
Yeah. Whatever you do to... you do to solve this problem, you're going to have to deal with the consequences for about a week and a half.
And also, we're going to make that... We're also making the... What was the party we're going to throw to try and distribute all the poisons?
I don't think it had a name yet.
I
remember. Anne was going to try and make fireworks because we needed some big showy thing to get people interested.
And Francesca was going to tell fortunes.
Right. So, when last we left off...
I think my roommates are trying to make bread. I'm gonna close the door.
That's the only reason why we need dough, Matt. What else could they be doing?
You're a cop.
All right, I close the door.
But Matt, we need to know why. What's the only reason we need dough?
Hey, question.
Sure.
Can we get some of the kind of 2.0 rules where curses and blessings don't do a kickback curse automatically on me?
Nope.
Fuck.
I was going to say that's
but
for
it's
balance
so much better
reasons.
That way.
I was going to say that's for balance reasons, but nothing about this game is particularly balanced.
Book's the book. Don't know what to tell you. Except no.
I don't feel like rolling really well and blessing someone, and then that really high roll corresponds to how many fucking curses I have.
Well, nope. That's what being a fate witch is.
Not in the new one. In the new one, there's no kickback.
In the new one, you don't have the other abilities either.
What do you mean? That's not the extensive sorta thing. Just a quick start.
Maybe, maybe not. We don't know yet.
Hope not.
Well, how about we change all these things to instant sort movement and minor? I mean, proc. I was trying to make a D&D 4.0 joke and it kind of self-destructed.
No, it's fine. Everyone, measure your anal circumference.
Oh, God. No. Nope.
As long as we're going with other rule books.
Can I get my Star Wars dice out for this?
Yes, but you'll use them in surprising ways.
I don't like how you said that after you asked us to measure anal circumference.
That's the idea.
Yeah, I think the Kathy show lost its Emmy to Garfield, because Garfield won a lot of Emmys.
And Susan left the call. And Susan came back into the call. Susan, I'm not sure what happened, but I want to think you left because Charlie started talking about the Kathy animated series.
Nope, it appears to be other problems.
Okay.
I gotta find out where the animated series Emmys are. Are those daytime Emmys or primetime Emmys?
Probably daytime if it was competing with Garfield.
Well, no, that's the same one that, like, the modern... No, that's not it. Primetime.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, goodbye.
Okay, no, the call dropped, and then it came back, and you guys' squares were lighting up, but I couldn't hear anything, so I dropped out and rejoined, and then it just happened again.
Okay.
Everything cool?
Apparently.
Okay.
Okay.
So where are we going again?
Skeleton House.
Okay, cool.
Skeleton House!
Skeleton House.
Godspeed, Charlie.
May a flight of dogs carry thee to thy rest.
Hi, Charlie. You catch all that?